Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for February 14th, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have a roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander. Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham representing the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and a representative from Human Resources.
Our first item today is item AA, public comments, and I believe we have some comments today.
We do. Wanted to alert the board to the fact that we yesterday did receive a request for a hearing in association with Civil Service Rule 507, which is unauthorized absence resignation from service. And in your binders, you have a copy of this rule, but I also printed an additional copy for your review so that you can prepare for that. This will mean that a hearing will come before the board specifically related to that at the next regular meeting, which would be on February the 28th. So your presence would be greatly appreciated at that time. Okay. I also would like to wish Commissioner Avila a happy belated birthday. We missed it on the 11th, and we do have some,
thank you,
some coffee cake to celebrate at the end if you would like to join us for that. And wish all of the commissioners a very happy Valentine's Day. And then I wanted to announce that we are going to be moving forward with filling our vacant human resources tech position, which will be very much appreciated in the department. So that's going to be happening starting next week. We'll be opening a recruitment for that. So.
Okay, with that, I believe Commissioner Alexander has a...
Well, Rebecca filled my slot with her saying she's going to hire somebody. So. as a comment, I don't know if you noticed, but when we got, I think it was the last notice of positions being opened, I got it at 9 o'clock. She sent it at 9 o'clock at night, and that's not right. She shouldn't be working at 9 o'clock at night. So I was going to say she needs to hire somebody, but that's good news, Rebecca. Thank
you. It is. We're getting help. Thank you very much for your support.
I agree. I saw that too. Really nice, and I didn't think that was good.
Okay, our next item is item AB, approved agenda additions. I do not believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A4 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? I'd ask for the motion.
So moved. Here.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And that ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A5, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence? Our next item is item A6, which is closed session, and we don't have any closed session items today, so moving on to item A7, adjournment. I'd ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of February 28, 2017.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
All right, this is a record.
Yeah, I would like to mention that I may not make the next board meeting because I have that surgery scheduled, so it just depends on my recovery rate. So.
That's the hearing.
What?
That's the hearing, right?
Yeah, that would be the hearing date, so sorry about that.
No, your health is far more.
I think she planned it.